Yeah, the same holds true for you, you know. I mean, now it's a perfect opportunity to practice. Yeah? It's not too cold, it's not too warm, yeah? It's not too hot. Yeah? So take the time. Yeah? เอาแค้นมาด้วยนะ You understand? Huh? I mean, use the time. You know, there's no activity or hardly any activity going on. Yeah? Use the time, you know, to use the time wisely to practice. Yeah, and don't fall prey to the kilesas who sense all these interesting thoughts. Yeah, all these interesting memories. Yeah, and that's how they. Huh? It's like, you know, it's like a little child, you know. I mean, the mother, you know, I mean, the child, you know, cries, you know, and the mother gives him an ice cream, you know, and it grabs hold of it. It grabs hold of it, all these nice things. Yeah. And just like we, you know, the practice of Buddha and the practice of Anapanasati can be boring sometimes, yeah. So we try so the kilesas bring up something interesting, a thought that we haven't thought about, you know, for a long time, or memory that hasn't come up for a long time. So we grab hold of it, yeah? And that's where they catch us, yeah? And then we get out, yeah? Now, we should, you know, we should watch our heart, you know, really, really, yeah? Just like a watchdog, you know, I mean, whenever a thought comes up or whenever a memory comes up, you know, it should growl, yeah? Huh? So make us aware, you know, okay. And then we don't let it in our heart, yeah? We don't let the hooligans, you know, that destroy our heart in, yeah? I haven't talked about that for a while. The kilesas are the hooligans who want to enter our heart, you know, and we have to keep them out, yeah? But they, you know, they have quite a force, you know, so they force themselves in. And if you let them in, you know, by welcoming them, by being interested in what they produce, you know, I mean, what do? They destroy our heart, yeah? Leave a mess, just like the hooligans, you know, we let into our room, you know, our apartment, our house. I mean, they destroy everything, you know. Now, look at this, you know, destroy it, look at that, destroy it, and so on. And then we are left with a mess, yeah, when they leave, yeah? We shouldn't allow that, yeah? But we don't see them. As hooligans, we see them as friends. Huh? And that's where the problem is. Because they constantly tell us, no, we are not the hooligans, yeah? We are your friends, we are your friends, we help you, yeah? You know, we tell you how things are, yeah? We tell you that this kind of practice is boring, we shouldn't do it, or we should stop, or we should go back into the world, or we should do this or that. Yeah? That's what the hooligans tell us. Yeah? And yeah, we believe them. Yeah? Sometimes we believe them half-heartedly, sometimes we believe them full-heartedly. Yeah? But they are not us, they are not me, they are not mine, they are not myself. Yeah? Principle of anatta. Yeah? So don't believe them, don't fall prey to them, yeah? Because they are constantly trying to get our attention, yeah? It's just, you know, I mean, just like the mother with a child going into a shopping mall, yeah, with a little child, yeah? I mean, the child sees this, wants that, you know, and he constantly cries, yeah? If he doesn't get it, yeah? And that's what the kilesas are. They constantly want to grab our attention. But if we let them cry, if you let the child cry, after a while it stops. And that's the same with the kilesas, yeah? If we don't fall prey to them, if we don't give in to them, I mean, they will stop. And then we will experience the solitude of the heart, yeah? And that is something, you know, I mean, you don't forget, yeah? When you come out of it, you want again, yeah? Because it is really peaceful. It is really, you know, sometimes it is a lot of bliss, yeah? Sometimes it's a lot of pleasure, or sometimes it's a lot of joy, you know? It depends on, yeah? It depends on every person. Yeah? And that shows us, you know, the moment the kilesas are out of our apartment or out of our heart, yeah? I mean, there's nothing, you know? I mean, there's just peacefulness or happiness going on, yeah? And that's the natural state, yeah. But the kilesas constantly try to bring us back, yeah. Pull us back, yeah. Why is this thought coming up, huh? That's how they pull us out. Where is this memory coming from? Huh? That's how they pull us out, yeah. They ask a question and then we want to answer, you know, we want to find out. And then we already fall and pray to the kilesas, yeah. Instead of saying, okay, so what? Yeah? Just say, so what, you know, and then go on with your Buddha or with the breath, yeah. So what, yeah. Not interested, yeah. Make it a little bit determined, not interested, yeah. Or just, you know, when there are too many, just take a machine gun and just run them down, yeah? Huh? I mean, find some skillful means, you know, to get rid of them, you know, until you find the happiness of the heart, until you find the calmness of the heart, yeah? Until you can enter samadhi, yeah? And then when you come out of samadhi, yeah? Then you can do investigation of the body. Yeah? And the investigation of the body is very important. Yeah? Investigate the body. You know, investigate the life first. Yeah, I mean, we are born, you know, and then we then we educate or train this body, train to walk, train to talk, train to read, train to write, and train to think, you know, for 18 years, yeah. If you go to universities, even longer, yeah. You train it for 20 years or 24 years, yeah. And then, what do we do? Work. Then we work. We work for this body, yeah. Waste so much time, yeah. I mean, you have to get up at 8 o'clock in the morning or 7 o'clock in the morning or sometimes 6 o'clock in the morning, go to work, work for 8 hours, then you come home, you're frustrated, you know, sometimes, most of the times you're frustrated, you know, and then you come back home, you know, and you eat something, you know, watch telly or nowadays smartphones, you know, and then go to bed. And then we do this until the age of 60, you know, and then we don't have any strength. The body decays, you know, we don't have strength anymore. And then we wait for death to come. And once death has come, you know, we start a new life. And then we do the same thing over and over and over again. Huh? Is that what you want? You know, ask yourself if you think, you know, that's what I want. Yeah, okay. But then you're in the wrong place. Here we try to find the way out of samsara. Huh? We try to find out the way out of the hamster wheel. That's why we are here. Huh? Understand that? Huh? But it needs, yeah, I mean, when we think about it, how many billions of lives we have lived. And in every kind of realm, in one of the 31 realms, I mean, probably have been in all of these realms already. Yeah? We have been to heaven, we have been to hell so many times. We have been in the ghost realms or in the Asulakai, what is Asula? Demon realms, you know. We have been in the animal realm. I mean, do you want to be born as a dog or as a cat? Yeah. Or as a tiger, you know, or as an elephant, yeah, or as a horse, yeah. This is up to you, you know. I mean, you have to make the decision, and especially, you know, it is good, you know. I mean, now you are in a place, you know, where we can find the way out, yeah, or at least, you know, go in the right direction. Yeah? I mean, it's difficult to find nowadays a place, you know, that goes in the right direction, yeah, and that shows us the way to the door that opens, you know, opens into the deathless, yeah? Opens into Sotapanna, Sakatakami, Anakami, Arahantship, yeah? I mean, it's difficult to find because, I mean, people are all up in their minds, yeah? They're all up in thinking, reading and thinking, yeah? Nobody, you know, I mean, because, you know, everybody of us knows it is so difficult to practice, yeah? I mean, it is much better to think our way out, yeah? I mean, we are so clever. I mean, we are extremely clever. I mean, we are educated, you know. We have the highest education in the world, yeah. Especially when we come from the West, the highest education in the world, yeah. We're so clever, we can think our way out, yeah? The problem with thinking is, you know, I mean, we are actually not out because we live in an illusion. In the illusion of thoughts, in the illusion of imaginations, in the illusions of dreams. And some people just live in their memories, yeah? Oh, yesterday, oh, a year ago, it was so nice, you know? Huh? So they don't even live in reality. You know, what is going on in reality, huh? What is going on right now? Huh? I mean, there's the breath in, there's the in-breath, there's the out-breath, there's the feeling of the body, there are this, several sensations. That's it. Yeah. And the rest we imagine. We imagine all these things. Yeah? We imagine, you know, yesterday was better, or tomorrow it will be better, or, you know, if I do this, I will be happy. You know? I mean, how often did the Kilesas, you know, try to fool us this way? If you do this, you will be happy. And then we did it, and did we get happy? No. Never worked. Because the Kilesas don't know what makes us happy. The only thing that would make us happy if the Kilesas disappear for a while. That would make us really happy, yeah? But this, of course, the Kilesas don't want. They want to take part in this happiness and say, ah, see, you know, I showed you the way to happiness, yeah? No. They cannot show us the way to happiness, huh? Because they are in the way of happiness, huh? The Kilesas are in the way of happiness. Huh? Well, they always try. They always try. And we always fall prey to them. And now it's a time, you know, I mean, to really put up some resistance, yeah? Resist, yeah? Okay, you want to go to sleep? Go to sleep, and I sit here, yeah? Okay, you want to make a break? Go make a break, but I will practice, yeah? I will continue my practice. Walking Trongram, or, you know, sitting in Samadhi, whatever, yeah? Or even standing up, yeah? I mean, just standing up, you know, putto, yeah? And see, you know, and become more familiar with the reality, what is really going on, yeah? And what is really going on is, breath enters, the breath goes out, yeah? Or the Buddha comes and the Buddha goes out, yeah? And the next Buddha comes and the next Buddha goes out. And there are some feelings, you know, of course, the body has feelings, you know, that we have sensations, yeah? We have the sensations, you know, in the nose, in the mouth, you know, in the ears, yeah, we have the sensations. We have the sensations of touch when the wind touches us, you know, and so on, yeah. We have these sensations. Huh? We also have the sensation of thought. Yeah? What is it? The six senses. Yeah? And that's it. But anything, you know, what we make out of it, you know, I mean, it is not real. It's just imagination. Yeah? The senses are real. We feel them, yeah. But what they make, what the Kilesas make out of it, you know? I mean, they tell us, ah, this is nice, I want more, yeah? That's what they make out of it, yeah? Oh, this is not good, you know, what did I do yesterday, you know, that it, you know, came up or something like that, yeah? That's not real. The sensation is there, it has arisen and will pass away. That's what we have to realize. Everything that has arisen will pass away. A thought that has arisen will pass away. Eh? Memory that has arisen will pass away. And if you don't put any interest in it, it will really fast go away. Yeah? It really will pass very fast. Yeah? The moment we put a slight interest in it, what kind of thought is it? Ah? And then it, you know, then it really prolongs, and it doesn't go away. Yeah? What is it, you know, huh? I should remember this or I should remember that. Yeah? If you take any interest in these thoughts or memories that come up, you know, I mean, we will prolong their stay. Otherwise, it is just like a cloud, you know, it passes by. Yeah? Some clouds take longer, some clouds, you know, are very fast. At the moment we experience it, you know, I mean, the rain clouds, you know, within 5 minutes it's over. Yeah? Boop, gone. Yeah? And we cannot change it. This is something that we have to realize. Whatever arises, we cannot change it. What we can change is to put not our interest into it, what arises and ceases. Now, only put our interest in, you know, the Buddha or or in the breath. Yeah? That's where we should put our interest. Everything else, yeah? Don't put your interest in. From the moment... from the morning you rise, the wake up. You know, I mean, have your Buddha ready? Yeah? Huh? Just a reminder, the moment you wake up, what is my work? Okay, Buddha, or Anapanasati. Yeah? Until you go to sleep. Yeah? And remind yourself during the day, what is my work? Buddha, Anapanasati. Yeah? Just to realize, that is the only work that you have. Yeah? Until the mind gets calm. Once the mind gets calm and can rest a while, you know, in samadhi, then go and eat. investigate the body. Yeah? Investigate the life or investigate the body itself. Whatever goes into the body, it's nice, you know, it tastes nice, it smells nice, you know, whatever comes out, you know, it tastes like shit and smells like shit. Yeah? Yeah? And when you open up the body, you don't want to see it. Yeah? Some people who see an opened up body, you know, I mean, they fall unconscious. Huh? Other people throw up, yeah? I mean, so what? Yeah, but it's all hidden. It's all hidden beneath a tissue, yeah? Beneath very thin tissue. We call it skin, yeah? But we love skin. And we love hairs. And we love teeth, you know? I mean, they're all the off, yeah? That make us, you know, that makes us the person that we think we are. Yeah? The teeth, you know? The hair and the style of the hair, yeah, and the fingernails, yeah, and the skin, yeah. Oh, he has a soft skin. He has a nice skin. He has a tan, and he's white skin. He has a black skin, and so on, yeah. I mean, we are fooled by these outside appearance. Huh? So go in, you know, remove the skin, and then look what is there. Do you like that? Huh? But that is what is really there. Huh? The rest is just skin, you know. The rest is just form, actually. Yeah? And we are attached to this kind of form. Yeah? And we have to cut down on this attachment, yeah? To see the real. Yeah? And then what kind of, you know, and investigate what kind of happiness does this body actually give you? Yeah? Where's the happiness coming from? Yeah? And yes, if we are hungry, you know, we eat, you know. And as long as we are hungry, we still continue eating, and then we find this pleasure. Yeah? Because the dukkha, because the painful feeling of hunger disappears. That's what we call sukha. Yeah? That's what we call happiness. Huh? The disappearance of dukkha. Huh? We call happiness. But that is not the true happiness. The true happiness arises in the heart. Huh? That's where it, you know, arises. Huh? And only when the kilesas are outside, you know, of our heart, yeah, waiting, yeah. Waiting to grab hold of us again the moment we leave, yeah, we leave our room of samadhi. Yeah? This is something that we should remember. So I mean, put your effort into this practice. Yeah, put it. You know, I mean, and don't give up. Yeah, the moment the kilesas say I can't do it, you know, tell them you're okay. You don't have to do it. Huh? Oh, I can't sit anymore. You don't have to sit. Just sit with the Buddha, or just sit, you know, with the Anapanasati. Yeah? Oh, I'm tired, you know, I go to sleep and leave me alone. Yeah? I mean, don't bother me. Yeah? And then you see, you know, I mean, when you start to fight with the kilesas, you see the similarity of little children, you know, how they constantly nag, 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 nag. Yeah? And that's what they do, you know, I mean, they, of course they want attention, yeah? Huh? A mother knows that, you know. I mean, if she has children, it knows that. The children always also see with the young boys, you know, that come here. You know, they constantly want attention, yeah? Or sometimes the girls, you know, that come here, yeah? They want attention. If they don't get attention, you know, I mean, they create a mess, yeah? To get the attention, yeah? And that's the same thing with the kilesa, yeah? They need attention. If you don't give them attention, they go away. This is something we have to understand. And the principle, you know, I mean, that we should use that. It's not me, it's not mine, it doesn't belong to me. All these things that appear are not me, not mine, and don't belong to me. Yeah? And the kilesas are not our friends, they are our enemies. Yeah? So we should fight them. Yeah? Okay. Well, no, for today. Huh? Well, do you have any questions? Okay. person. Then, go te bang me?
Nit
noi. Nit noi. Yeah. Von? Go te nit noi la? Go fang nai chai. Okay, so what are the are there some questions?
Yes, there are four. First question. Respecting Bhante, when I try to contemplate the parts of the body mentally, random images appear in the mind. I cannot stabilize the image of a corpse or a body. Kindly provide some advice regarding this. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, if the samadhi is not good enough, if our sati is not good enough, we cannot stabilize the image. Yeah? But also, you know, I mean, it is a long process, you know, I mean, as I always emphasize, patience, yeah? I mean, it is our Western habit that we try, you know, I mean, we try something and it has to work instantly, yeah? No, it will not work instantly, yeah? And you remember what I said about my own practice of asupa, yeah? It took me 9 years to get the imagery now clear enough so that I could work with it. Yeah?
9 months.
9 months, yeah, sorry. 9 would have been a little bit long. So there are two things, yeah? I mean, the stronger the sati, I mean, the easier is it to see these images, yeah? But if the sati is not strong enough, yeah, I mean, we don't see it, yeah? And we easily get distracted. But I mean, the key to the practice is try it again. Sooner or later, yeah, we will be able to do it. Okay?
Second question. Dear Ajahn, I was taught to practice metta meditation only. And when I was practicing metta, I would say a mantra to myself, then to others. Do you view this as bringing skillfulness for the practice?
It's not helpful. I mean, metta, you know, is in our heart, yeah? The first thing, you know, if we really do metta practice, yeah? I mean, I taught it, I remember I taught it in German, yeah? In Germany, yeah? Maybe I taught it, I think maybe on one or two retreats, you know, in Malaysia, I taught it. How to do metta correctly, yeah? Metta, you know, is in our heart. So the first thing is to get the mind calm, yeah? And then wish ourselves happiness, you know, calmness, you know, no perturbation, yeah. And and then invite the people, you know, to take part in the metta, yeah. And especially if we invite the devas, yeah, to take part in the metta that is in our heart, they will show us the way to the metta. It's there all the time. We don't have to create things. Yeah? I mean, that is the Western mind that has to create things. I have to create compassion. I have to create metta, yeah? It's one of the basic features of our heart, yeah? I mean, the moment you go, you know, you go into samadhi, I mean, you will see this. This is always there. It has always been there. It's only been hidden, yeah? It's hidden under a lot of, you know, garbage, yeah? But it's there, yeah? So if you don't know how to find it, you know, I mean, repeat the word, you know, instead of, you know, using Buddha as a mantra, you know, to go to the heart, use metta, 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 yeah? And then, you know, once the mind is calm, you know, invite the devas, you know, or invite other people, and then, you know, once you feel it, and it becomes stronger and stronger because the devas show you the metta that is in your heart, huh? And try it out, yeah? I mean, now all the people in the West, you know, I mean, I used to be, you know, with teachers who try to spread out the metta. It's creating something superficial. That's what we think or what we believe is metta, that's what we spread, but it's not metta. Yeah? Metta is very different, that is residing within our heart. So we have to get first access there. Yeah? Just like we practice all the things. Yeah? We try to get access to our heart where these things are. Yeah? And it's a basic. Yeah, I mean, the Arahant has unlimited metta. Yeah? Yeah. So, I mean, did he create it? Yeah? No. Did the Lord Buddha create the metta? No. But he opened his heart, you know, and once his heart is completely open, yeah, he's not afraid of anything, yeah, and he doesn't reject anything, That's where the metta is. If he does serious practice, metta is not helpful. The practice of metta is not helpful. Yeah, I mean, Lungta Mahabua never recommended it for serious practitioners. Yeah, because what? Yeah, if you really do it, yeah, I mean, if you do it for months, yeah, then you will see suddenly people coming and disturbing you in your practice. Yeah, that's why Lungta Mahabua never recommended it. Yeah. In the end, when you're finished, I mean, you have enough metta for everybody, yeah? So, what's the point?
Next one. Dear Dhamma teacher, while meditating, the thoughts are constantly going on about the past and future. Then it feels like restlessness sometimes. And so I cannot focus on the breath, so this creates irritation that comes up. So how to stop this thinking?
Well, instead of anapanasati, use a buddho, yeah? Use a mantra, yeah? I mean, if you think something, you know, I mean, you cannot think other things, yeah? Or use it in combination with the breath. Put with breathing in, do with breathing out, yeah? And stick to it, yeah? I mean, it is also, it is like a child, you know, in the first class, you know, say, I cannot write the letter A. Huh? I mean, yes, it has to try. I mean, how often did we try it, yeah? Until we could write it, yeah? Or B or C or D. Yeah? I cannot, you know, I don't know what is 1 + 1, yeah? It's the same thing. It is a training, yeah? Practice is a training. And it is nothing, you know, that we can achieve with our brains or with our mind or with our intellect, yeah? So, I mean, Paiyam, in Thai it is called Paiyam, put continuous effort in your practice, yeah? Whenever you see a thought, you don't get irritated, huh? Just don't get interested. Just say, not interested, not interested, not interested, yeah? Until there are less thoughts, yeah? I mentioned it before, just take a machine gun and shoot them all down, yeah? Well, what's the problem, yeah? They're our enemies, yeah? Okay?
And the last question is from Alex about Samadhi.
Which Alex? The one who was here, or?
Yeah, not me.
What?
Yes, the one who was here.
Who left.
But he wrote an email after.
Because he followed his Kilesas, who told him, yeah, over there it is easier. Wherever we go, you know, we have the same problems, huh?
Yeah. That's what is the question. It's exactly the same problem.
Yeah. Good that he realized that is an insight. You know? But
sure
you have to use the insight.
I'm not sure he realized it, but me, when I read this question, it's exactly the same problem I'm here, but I'm not sure he realized it. I hope so. So, question about samadhi. Practicing anapanasati, my mind becomes fixed on one point around which the breath moves. After many hours of uninterrupted practice, this point absorbed all my attention, so it feels like I have no sati on my breath nor anything else. When I come out during this stage, my mind feels on one side very concentrated and powerful, but also very rigid, like if it had too much energy, which seems to go against the definition of samatha or calm meditation. Is it what I described, the right practice and expected result of samadhi bhavana? Thank you. Your advice.
I mean, How can he be concentrated and not knowing what is going on? On what is he concentrated, on empty space or what? That it is really difficult. Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, I told him before he has to know about his breath. Yeah? Yeah, he might not understand the difference between feeling the breath and knowing the breath. Yeah. Even if you get so concentrated, yeah, when you do anapanasati, you know, I explained it before with Buddha. If you do anapanasati, the more concentrated you are on the breath, yeah, the more you know about the breath. Yeah. I mean, the feeling of the breath very quickly goes, you know, and then it changes into knowing the breath. And knowing the breath is much stronger. It's a much stronger impression than feeling the breath. So you know, you will know every particle of the breath. And I said, you know, I mean, it's also that you know not only the breath at the tip of the nose, you know the whole breath body. So he forgets, you know, I mean, that is what most of the Westerners do. They do concentration, yeah? And they forget the sati, that we need to develop the knowingness of what the hell is going on at this moment. Yeah, is the breath long? Is the breath short? Is it detailed? Is it, you know, is it not detailed? Is it rough? Is it, you know, smooth? Is it, yeah? And so on and so on. At every moment we have to know the things that we observe. Otherwise, I mean, the concentration is useless. Yeah.
Yeah, because here he talks about like a point to absorb all his attention, but there is
no. Yeah, I mean, yes. I mean, it sounds right, you know, but it is not right.
Uh-huh. No, he said his point, he absorbs all his attention, but he has no sati at all about what's going on. Like he's just, all his attention is there, but he has no sati at all about how is the breath or anything else. So he knows there is a problem about sati, that there is no sati when he does it.
I mean, then he has to find out, you know, I mean, he has to find out what is, if he jumps into this point, yeah? Maybe something is going on, yeah? Maybe it is so concentrated, you know, I mean, that I can jump into Apana Samadhi, but I doubt it, yeah?
But if he's rigid, so that's...
Yeah, I mean, rigid is not the right thing, yeah? I mean, that means, you know, you power this concentration. And if you power this concentration, it never goes into the right direction. Of course, we can sometimes, you know, I mean, if the horse doesn't go the way, you know, we can use some force that it goes in the right direction. But then, sooner or later, you know, we have to go with the horse again, yeah? With the movement of the horse. Otherwise, it throws us off, yeah? If you force it too much, and that's what it does, you know? It likes to force things, yeah? And that is, I mean, how often did he ask me this question?
But it takes time to correct this also.
What?
I have the same kind of problem. I mean, it takes time to correct this. It's not like, do you understand the solution? Because they're not forcing or not. So for him, I guess he will really understand. He will take
really I mean, it gives some satisfaction, this forcing.
Yes. But even when you identify to correct it, to start to let go of the way is difficult. So
he went the wrong way, you know, and then it is difficult to retract, you know, and find a new path, yeah?
Yeah, but
that is for everybody.
Yes.
I mean, sooner or later, you know, every one of us will realize that he went down the wrong path, and the longer we went the wrong path, the longer it will take, you know, I mean, to track back, yeah? I mean, it's just like putting... Reminds me of old talks, you know, I mean, listen to some of the old talks. It's like retracting, you know, a car that that you put into the swamp, yeah? I mean, the deeper you go, I mean, the more difficult it is to pull out, yeah? So if you go in the wrong direction, you know, I mean, for a long time, then it is very difficult to pull out. And all what he can do is, you know, I mean, and I told him that, yeah? I mean, at once in a while, you know, maybe at every moment he asks, how is the breath now? How is the breath now? How is the breath now? I mean, he has to instigate or learn how to develop sati, yeah? And you can only do that by asking this question. How is the breath now? Is it the in-breath? Is it the out-breath? Is the in-breath longer? Is the out-breath longer? Yeah? So, we have to foster this sati, yeah? And that, of course, we don't want to do that, yeah? Too difficult. I'm just with breath. Yeah, I don't want to foster this sati because it is difficult, yeah? And that's his problem, huh? But he does get some satisfaction with this deep concentration, yeah? But, you know, it's not purposeful. So, any other questions?
Is it true that when we ask our questions to ourselves and keep on asking them, is it true that we are not focusing on our thoughts and parts of the
I would answer it if I would understand the question. Has anybody picked up the question? What is the proper question? If you ask question, what is it true? If you ask question, what do you want to know?
Well, when we ask them to ourselves why we are practicing in our calm or meditation or calming of our thoughts, then we are pulling it in the reverse direction.
Is that in the right direction with our thoughts? Yes. But to know is the right direction. And this I just explained, you know, how to develop this knowingness or this sati, is to ask, you know, when we are with the Buddha or when we are at the breath, how is the breath, how is the Buddha? That develops, you know, that develops the sati or develops the knowingness of it. So in this sense, you know, asking the question is correct, But asking the question is how is my samadhi is not the right question, So you have to ask the right question. The same holds true then for investigation. We always have to ask the right question, not the wrong question, Okay?
Yeah, it is still different from asking a direct question to somebody who knows.
I really don't understand. Does somebody?
No, when we are asking to ourselves, it still is a different type of thing from when you're asking directly to someone who.
Oh. I mean, that depends on the person you ask. I mean, if you ask somebody, if you ask the person, the path, the path, to Bangkok, and he has been to Bangkok, I mean, he will give you the right answer. But if that person has never been to Bangkok, only read about Bangkok, he won't give you the right answer. So you have to ask the right person the right questions, And if that person is truthful, I mean, he says, I don't know the answer, And if he knows the answer, he will give you the correct answer,
Yes. Thank you.
It's a difference to the books, In the books we can, we can find some answers in the books, but part of the answer is also our imagination of what he said, So, I mean, there's always a difficulty, Some people, read the same thing and get different answers, Okay, so. And then let's go back to practice. Your Chungkrum path finished?